Another abbreviated Aser Simei Tshuva Shir. So let's get moving here. We left off on Daf Lamed Amud Beis. We were discussing, the last thing we mentioned yesterday was Mayim Shenisgalu. We were talking about liquids that had been left exposed, and we were discussing the possibility of Eres Nachash, of a snake coming and putting its venom in the liquid. So we learned a Braisa that had a series of restrictions on Mayim Shenes Galu. So we said you're not allowed to pour it out in the Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to clean the house with it, you're not allowed to mix cement with it, you're not allowed to feed your animal, or even Behemas Chavero, with the Mayim Shenes Galu. So now we're going to focus on that. On the second wide line, the Gemara focuses on that line, about not feeding your own animal, nor Behemas Chavero. First, before we get to what our Gemara has to say about it, what's the reason that you're not allowed to give it to an animal? So Rashi, Maseches Baba Kama, Kuf Tos Vav Amud Beis, writes that the reason is sakonos nefashos, is that maybe you're going to shech the animal afterwards. You're going to come to eat the animal. The animal has this mayim shenizgalu, this poisonous snake, as part of its system, and it could be dangerous for the person who then eats the animal. Not that we're concerned about the animal, it's that we're concerned about the human being who's going to come to eat the animal. Tosos, however, rejects this, and Tosos says from the fact that our Gemara, from the Shaklavitarian, our Gemara doesn't seem to mean that, because our Gemara asks, Didei Nami Kachish, that your own animal could get weaker also from feeding it the Mayim Sheneskalu, we're going to see soon in our Gemara. So that implies that the issue is what's done to the animal, and not an issue of what's done to the person, because if we're talking about the weakness of the animal, so Tosa says the implication is that the Isser is one of Bal Tashchis, that it's destructive, it's needlessly being destructive, in that it's causing the animal needless harm. That's Bal Tashchis, and therefore nafkamina between Rashi and Tosfos. What if it's a non-kosher animal? No one's going to come to eat it, so it's not going to be a problem of sakonos nefashos for the person who eats it, but it would still be a problem of Bal Tashchis. The Ran over here says, Lo mashke mehem lebehemta arui l'achilu fi sha'ochel mimena nizok, v'lo behemas chaveru afil b'she'en arui l'achilu mishum demakchishla. The Ran says both reasons. He says, don't feed your own animal anything, because if you eat from it, it will be harmful. Nor should you even give this mayim sheneskalu to your friend's animals, because it could weaken the animal. The Bach writes that when Rashi says that it could be sakana, it's lav dafka sakanas misa. It doesn't mean that it has to be something that's dangerous, that the person could literally die from eating the meat. It means even if it's nezek begufa, even if it's something that's going to be harmful to a person. One last point, the Yamshel Shlomo Maseches Baba Kama over there in Siman Lamed Zayin writes that from Tosus it seems that someone who has a kelev bebeso, shemaziko umafsido ochel bebeso, if someone has a dog in their house that's damaging, that's hurting people, that's hurting, that's eating up all their food, that's doing not killing anybody, then it would be obvious that you would kill it, but it's just damaging. Afilu enu noshech, even if it's not biting anything, yochel lite lo sama mavest. The Marshal says you could put the dog to sleep, and it's not a problem of tsar balei chayim. What's his raya? Because Tosos doesn't say that don't give it to the behema tamea, don't give the mayim shenskal to the behema tamea because it's tsar balei chayim. He starts talking about tashchis. Why? What about tsar balei chayim? Apparently, it's not a problem of tsar balei chayim. Why is it not a problem of tsar balei chayim? So the Marshal has this chiddush that tsar balei chayim is when you cause an animal pain, not when you cause an animal death. Death is not the same as pain. If it's a painless death, then that would not be tsar balei chayim. So if there's any reason that you may want to go and that the animal is getting in your way, so then it would be mutter to kill the animal, according to the Marshal. Okay, anyway, so let's see our Gemara discussion about the animal. Amar mar lo yashkemen lo behem tov lo behem es chavero. So frek the Gemara v'atanya v'mashkei lo behem es atzmo. But we have a braisa that says that you're allowed to give it to behem es atzmo. So isn't that directly against the braisa we just learned? So answers more no kitanya hilushunra. When we say you can give it to your own animal, we mean you can give it to your cat, because a cat is not going to be hurt by snake venom. Why not? So Rashi points out to lomazik le'eres deshunra achale lechivya, because cats eat snakes, and it doesn't seem to bother them when they eat the snakes, so apparently snake venom is something that cats are immune to. So if you're going to give the mayim shenizgalu to anything, you can give it to your cat. So ihachi dechavrei name, but then why should it make a chilek? This braisa we just quoted says, you can give it to your own cat to your own animal, but not to your friend's animal. But if it's about a cat, then you should be able to give it to your friend's cat also. So it's Gemara de Chavri Kachish. No, because your friend's cat is going to be weakened when you give it the Mayim Sheneskalu. Your own cat, we're not worried. Why are we not worried? Your own cat is also going to get weakened. Hadarbari, yeah, but your own cat will then become healthy again. So, frak the Gemara, the Chavre Nami Hadarbari, meaning the point is obviously the same. Whatever happens to one cat is going to happen to the other cat. Why should it make a difference if it's yours or your friend's? So, Zimnin Dabai Lizvunim Afsalamine. Yeah, it's going to get healthy again, but sometimes he has his cat on the market. He wants to sell his cat. And if the cat gets weakened, even just temporarily, but he was planning on selling it during that temporary period, so it's going to be a loss to him. It's going to be a loss of money to him. That's why you can't do it to your friend's cat, but your own cat is perfectly fine, because dinim mamonis, you don't have to worry about your own stuff. Amar Abasi, Amar Rabbi Yochum, Mishum Rabbi Yudu, Amisera. Shloshi Yeinu, saying there are three types of wine. Yayin Nesach, Asu Ba'anam, and Tamitu Mechamur, B'Kazayis. Yayin Nesach is also to get any hana from. Yayin Nesach means wine that was literally poured for sacramental purposes for Avodah Zarah. So it is not only Asu Ba'anam, the Chacham Morgoza, that it has Tumah as well, that we treat it with the Tumah of a mace. It's Metame b'masav and ba'ol, just like a mace would be metame. That's what we mean by tuma chamura. If you look at Tosos, metame tuma chamura b'kazayis, va'afilu beisil d'bor revius parakamotzi yayin gabin avelos, the kamar afkish etimu beisil alo timu al b'revius. Why is it a kazayis? We're talking about a liquid over here. Shouldn't it be revius? So he says, hol v'yachal lik rosh lamar al kazayis, hachamodu d'sagi b'kazayis dol v'nesr mitam t'kroves metame b'kazayis kimo zevach. Since we're making it usher mitam to kroves, the tumah rather that we make is that it has is because it is considered to be to kroves avodah zarah. What is a classic to kroves avodah zarah? Something that's slaughtered for avodah zarah. So we give it the same shear of tumah that we would give something that was slaughtered for avodah zarah. So meat we would give it a shear kezayis. So we're going to give this yayin a shear kezayis as well. So that's one type of yayin that was actually nisnasich, that was actually poured. Second type of yayin, stam yenam, asr bana. A stam yenam is going to be considered asr bana also. Stam yenam means you don't know that it was ever used for sacramental purposes for avodah zarah, but it's yayin that was purchased from a non-Jew. Umetame tumas, or from an ovid kuchavim, umetame tumas mashkin berevius. And it's going to be metame tumas, regular tumas mashkin becomes tame like from a sheretz, like any other mashke can be. So it's assumed to be tame tumas mashkin with a revius. Hamafkid yeno etzel ovid kochavim, the third type of wine, if you have your wine that you leave in the care of an ovid kochavim, aser b'shtiyo mutar b'hana'ah. So you're not allowed to drink such wine, but it is mutar to get hana'ah from the wine. If you look at Tosos on the top, ubesamach mashma she'efkidu b'chosam echad, the hemshech of this sugya is going to imply that when we say that you're mafkid it by the ovid kochavim, that you leave it with the guy, it means that you have only one seal on it. You don't have a double wrapping, you don't have a double seal. V'tema, Mikasav Rabbi Duhem B'Seira. So Frak Tosos, wait a second, what does Rabbi Duhem B'Seira hold exactly? Ilo Chayish L'Ziyuf Krab L'Azra Afilu B'Shtiel Ishtari. If we're not worried about Ziyuf, we're not worried that the guy is going to mess around with your seal, so then you should even be allowed to drink it. You gave it to him with the seal on it. V'Chayish L'Ziyuf, and if we are concerned that he's going to try to forge the seal and he's going to try to mess around with your seal, K'Rabbanan, like the Rabbanan hold, then it should be asked even by now, because how do you know that the guy didn't touch it and pour it? You don't know. It should have the same din as stam yenam. That's asr bana. So what's this in between? That it's asr b'shtiyah, but mutar bana. What would be the svara for that? Says Tosos Yeshlom to be doing b'seru l'tamei dar melkaman perak Rabbi Shmuel yain shel Yisrael shenagabo oved kochavim mutar bana. Rabbi doing b'seru holds that if wine of a Jew was touched by a non-Jew, it's mutar bahana'a. Why? First of all, they're only menasech in front of avodah zarah. They're not just menasech stam in the middle of your kitchen for the sake of yayin nesach. Plus, you could say, who gave you the right to make my wine usher? So even though, yes, we are concerned for ziyuf, that he perhaps touched it, perhaps he drank from it, and therefore becomes asur b'shtia, but we're not concerned that he actually used it for sacramental purposes, nor are we concerned that he switched it for his own wine, which may have been used for sacramental purposes, in which case it would have been asur b'anah. Kivin shekol ikar yeinam eino asur ala midrabanan. And the reason why we're not so concerned is because the whole idea of stam yeinam to begin with, when you don't know anything better about the wine, and it's just stam yayin, the whole isur is only in a sidrabanan, so we're not going to take it quite that far. So says the Gemara, Vatna, Hanamaf, Kepiros of Eitzalavit Chavim, Harein, Kepiros of Shalav Chavim, Lashriyus of the Meiser, that when you leave your peros by Novit Kochavim, you have to, when you get those peros back, you have to treat them as if they were peros that belonged to a guy in regards to Shemitah and in regards to Meiser. Says Rashi, Lemaisros Lushvis, the Chashidi Lechlufei, because we are concerned that the guy switched your peros for his peros, and what he's giving you back are not your peros, they're his peros. So what do you see? That whenever you leave something in the care of the Ovid Kochavim, you have to be concerned that what you're getting back is not what you left with him. So Rashi points out, Vachanami Dum Lechalfei Vahaycham Dovid Kochavmu. When you leave wine, you should have the same concern that what you're getting back is not the wine you left with him, it's his wine that you're getting back. So answers Gemara, Kigon Sheichad Al Karen Zavis. Now the case is where he gave a special makom miyuchad in his house where you can keep that wine, and he gave you a key, or he made some sort of a block on that area where you're pretty confident that he didn't that he left it alone. So frak the Gemara, Ihachi Bishtia Nami Lishtri. Well, if he left it alone and he never touched it, he never went near it, so then it should be mutter to drink as well. We said it's us to drink, it's just mutter ba'na, but it should be mutter to drink as well. The Rabbi Yochanan Nikol Pirud Amar Klum Yesh Mishnah. Bar Kapara. So Rabbi Yochanan once went to a town and he said, does anyone have any teachings from Bar Kapara? Tanu the Rabbi Tanchum bin Pirud, and Rabbi Tanchum from that town said to him as follows, Hamafkid Yeno Eitzel Ovid Kochavim Mutter B'shtia, that someone who leaves wine by an Ovid Kochavim is even allowed to drink that wine. Kari Alei Makom Sheepol Eitz Sham Yehu. And he said, Rabbi Yochanan said, wow, the place where the tree has fallen, that's where you're going to find it. Meaning, this is the place where a great Gadol lived, you could find that gadol. So the Gemara says, Shami Hu Sal Kedaitach? What do you mean? That great gadol died years ago. You're not going to find him. So Ela Shamiu Perosav. No, that's where you're going to find his fruits. You're going to see the teachings of an Adam Gadol in the location where he used to live, even years after his Petira. That's the godless of going to different places and learning their traditions of what they learned from their Talmidei Chachamim. So I'm Rabbi Zeira, lo kasha. But the bottom line is we have a kasha, right? Meaning the point is that why should it be, it should be mutter b'shtia also, if he left it in the Karen Zavis, and after all, this is the teaching that that he picked up in the town of Pirut. So I'm Rabbi Zeira, lo kasha. Harab Lezer, harabanan. It's machlokas, Rabbi Lezer and the Rabbanan. Titanya, echer alokeach, vecher asocher, bayis, whether you buy a house in a chatzar of Novid Chavim or you rent a house in a chatzar of Novid Chavim, umiluhu yayin, and you fill the house with wine, umafteach alchosim biyad Yisrael, and you have the key to the house, but it's in the Ovid Chacham's chatzar. Rabbi Eliezer matir v'chacham moshin. Rabbi Eliezer says it's mutter, and the chacham say it's aser. Says Rashi, v'chacham moshin la'asos kain the Ovid shari banak d'aminila. The chacham say you're not allowed to do it, but if you do it, it's still going to be mutter b'hana'a, right? Meaning it's not going to be mutter b'shtia, it's going to be mutter b'hana'a. So that's the machlokas. Is it totally mutter, or is it only mutter behana'a? Amr Rabbi Chiya Bereid Rabbi Chiya Bar Nachmeni. Rabbi Chiya Bereid Rabbi Chiya Bar Nachmeni said, Amr Rabbi Chista, in the name of Rabbi Chista, Amr Rav. Amri La Amr Rav Chista, Amr Ziri, Amri La Amr Rav Chista, Amr Li Abba Bar Chama. Okay, some rabbi said, one of those sequences of rabbis, Halach Amr Ziri, Halach Rabbi Lazar, that we paskin like Rabbi Lazar, meaning Rabbi Lazar is the one that says that it's mutter, that as long as you have the key, even though it's in the domain, it's in the reshus of Novid Kochavim, if you have the key to the area where it is, then that wine is going to be mutter. If you take a look at Tosfos, Ul Kaman Perik Basra, Nami Amrinon, He'idna Kaimelon Rabbi Lazar, Delo Chayish Luziyufa. Later on, the Gemara is going to say also that nowadays we paskin like Rabbi Lazar, who's not choshesh that they're going to forge a seal or anything like that. V'yesh lahakshos de Rava de Rav. He says the problem is it's a stira in Rav. So, because over here, the Ha'amar Rav Lekaman Chavis Bechosam Echad Asar Simin Chalav. Thank you. Chalav Basar Yayin Tcheles. Because Rav over here paskins like Rav Lazar, but yet we're going to find later on that Rav holds the Rashi Tevos Chavis Ches Beis Yud Tav. All of those four items, which are Chalav Basar Yayin and Tcheles, are all Bechosam Echad Asar. If you only have one Chosam, they're all Asar. Yet over here, he's passing like Rabbi Lasser, that you have one Chosam, and it's going to be Mutter. It's in the Rishus of the Yovid Chavim, with a single Chosam, and it's going to be Mutter. Va'od Koshet, Ravash Yamal El Gabi Chomets, V'yayin Mavushal, in Tzara Chosam, Tel Chosam, Mashma Yayin Gomer, Tzara Chosam, Tel Chosam. Later on, we're going to say that if you have Yayin Mavushal, it's already cooked wine, then you don't need Chosam, Tel Chosam. Sounds like if it's regular wine, you do need a double Chosam, a single Chosam is not enough. V'chein Rava Deshakel V'tari L'kaman B'samach Echidah B'chosam Tal Chosam Mashma D'sfir Lei D'lo Sagi B'chosam Echad. And the Hemshik of our Sugya starts talking about how do you make a double seal? Implication being, you need a double seal for your Yayin. So all of this flies in the face of Rav, who passes like Rav Lazar, that a single seal with the Yayin is good enough. So it says, Tal Sus Chiddush in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. V'yitam Ritz Rabbeinu Tam Da Hu D'Rav D'lekaman Mayri B'Yisrael Chashud V'gara Me'ovid Kuchavim. He says there's a big difference. Our Gemara is where the wine was left in the possession of an Ovid Kochavim. In that case, one Chosam is good enough. The other Gemara is the other Marimakomos, where it sounds like you need two Chosamos. That's where you leave it with a Jew who's chashur on these inyanim. And that's much worse than leaving it with a guy, because the Jew assumes that he could get away with whatever he wants because you're going to trust him, and therefore you need the extra precaution. Now, a little bit further in Tulsus rejects Rabbeinu Tam. Mekashikatas Pirish Rabbeinu Tam. The Nevua he lahamid kalelu alachas b'Yisrael chashud. He says, who gave Rabbeinu Tam the Nevua to take all these other Gemaras and say that they're not talking about an Ovid Kochavim, that they're all talking about Yisrael chashud? None of the Gemaras mention that it's somebody Yisrael chashud. Just says, this is what you do with wine. Sounds like it's talking about an Ovid Kochavim. Vanan bovde kochavim kaiminan. Ravashi le'el hiskir chomets b'yar Ovid Kochavim ein tzarech chosam tal chosam. Umashma hayayim b'yar Ovid Kochavim tzarech. Furthermore, Ravashi says that vinegar in the hands of an Ovid Kochavim does not need Chosam Tal Chosam, clearly implying wine in the hands of an Ovid Kochavim does need Chosam Tal Chosam. Va'od Yerushalmi Mashma Dibo Ovid Kochavim Ma'ariv V'gam Rashi V'alach Kedosh Pirshu Bo Ovid Kochavim. Everyone else says it's about an Ovid Kochavim. So what's the pshat? Lekach Nir Lefarish Ta'achavasim Ovid Kochavim Ma'ariv. So it says, tells us, you have to say all the sugyas are talking about an Ovid Kochavim. Aye, what do we do about the stira in Rav? That in one place he says Chosam Echad is good enough. The other place says you need two Chosamos. Yesh L'chalik Bein Shalech L'chaveru Ve'inu Chosav Ro Chosamo La'akiro Da'oz Tzar Chosam Tal Chosam De'lo Mirtas She'savra Acher Lo Yakir Chosam Avalech Shemenich B'yad Ovid Kochavim Va'os Liros Chosam La'akir Da'i B'chosam. Tremendous chiddush, very important la'alacha. There's a difference in the type of seal you're going to need when, let's say, we order something from Supersol for the kiddush, and Supersol sends it here. The guy who sent it is never going to see it again. We're going to see it with the Supersol tape wrapped all around, but that, the guy who sent it is never going to see it. Much more likely that if something was tampered with, it's not going to get caught if the person who made the original seal is never going to see it again. As opposed to if I leave something by the Ovid Kochavim, and then I go and I retrieve it from him, I'll recognize how I packed it, so I'll see, even with the Chosam Echad, that would suffice. But when someone sends it and he's never going to see it, that's when you need Shnei Chosamos. That's the Chilik, very important Chilik. And he brings a Raya that Chilik is correct. Okay, but we got to go weiter. I'm Rabbi Lazar, back in the Gemara. Hakol Mishtamer B'Chosam Echad, everything is good enough when you have just one Chosam. Chutz Min Ayayin Shei Mishtamer B'Chosam Echad, except for wine, where one Chosam is not good enough. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afi L'Yayin Mishtamer B'Chosam Echad. Rabbi Yochanan says, even wine, one Chosam is good enough. Lo Pligi, Hakrab Lazar, Hakrab Anan. They're not arguing, it's just that one is going like Rabbi Lazar, one is going like the Rabbanan. Doesn't that mean they're arguing? One is holding like Rabbi Lazar, one's holding like the Rabbanan. So Tosfos writes, Pirush lo pligi aliba dechatana. They're not arguing what the Tanaim said. El Mar Savak Rabbi Lazar, Mar Savak Rabbanan. Everyone agrees what the Tanaim held. They're just arguing how to paskin. Do I paskin like this Tana? Do I paskin like that Tana? Or else, Tulsa says, Inami lo pligi kulu krab lazer kaimi, the posograph kavasei. Really, everyone agrees with Rab Lazar. Chosam Echad is good enough. El mar mefarish milsay drab lazer mar mefarish milsay drabanan. They're not paskining over here, they're explaining. One was explaining the sheet of Rab Lazar, and that's why he said you only need Chosam Echad. The other was explaining the sheet of the Rabbanan, that's why he said you need Shtei Chosamos. Okay, says the Gemara weiter. Tosfos then asks, how could Rabbi Elazar paskin like Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Elazar himself holds in Maseches Nida that we always reject Rabbi Eliezer's shita from halacha. So he says there has to be some extenuating circumstance over here where we're going to accept Rabbi Elazar. Ikad Amri, back in the Gemara. Amr Rabbi Elazar, Hakol Mishtamer B'Chosam Echav Chosam Chutz Hakol Mishtamer B'Chosam B'Toch Chosam Chutz Min Hayayin Shein Mishtamer B'Chosam B'Toch Chosam. And know that what the chiddush was that normally a double seal is good enough for wine. A double seal is not even good enough. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Yayin Mishtamer B'Chosam B'Toch Chosam. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, even for wine, a double seal is good enough. For Travayuk Rabbanon, they're both assuming like the Rabbanon that you need a double seal. Question is double seal good enough? Marisav B'Kipli Rabbanon Leid Rabbi Lazar B'Chosam Echad Av B'Chosam B'Toch Chosam Shari. Question is, when the Rabbanon say that a single seal is not good enough, do they mean to say any seal is not, even a double seal is not good enough? Or do they mean to say a single seal is not good enough, but even a double seal would be okay? And the other one holds that even a chosum tov chosum, the Rabbanon would hold his asr. So they're arguing how to interpret the Rabbanon. How do you have a situation? What's an example of a double seal? Amar Rava, Agna de Puma de Chavisa Sharika v'chasima have a chosum tov chosum v'ilolo. That if you take the rim and you put it on the barrel and then you seal it off on the sides, so then it's going to be a chosum etol chosum. But if you don't seal it extra, it's not going to be a chosum etol chosum. Dikulo mehadek have a chosum etol chosum. If you take a basket and you put it over the barrel and the barrel is closed, so that's going to be a chosum etol chosum because you have the regular seal of the barrel plus the additional basket you throw on top of it. Lo mehadek, but if you don't attach that basket well, lo avi chosum etol chosum. And the fact that there happens to be a basket on top of it is irrelevant. That's not called an extra chosam. Node, if you have a leather bag or leather pouch, yeah, bediskia, chasimas piblamata v'chosam b'toch chosam, inside of another bag. So if the opening of the bag is on the bottom of the other bag, meaning the two openings are not both facing the top, where you could just open both at the top, but one is put upside down into the other one, then it's called the chosam b'toch chosam. Pivlamala lo v'chosam b'toch chosam. If both of the openings are facing the top, then it's not a chosam b'toch chosam. V'chikayiv pume legiv legav v'tzayir v'chosam ha'v'chosam b'toch chosam. But if you bend the opening a little bit to the inside, and you make a chasima on it, so that is a chosam etol chosam. Tar Rabbanan, Barishona Yom Yain Shalein Kushi Asur Mnei Bira Sarika. They used to say the wine of a place called Ein Kushi, which is a place where Kutim used to live, not of the Kuchavim, but Kutim used to live, is Asur because of Bira Sarika, which is of the Kuchavim, that the people of Ein Kush used to trust and used to have walking around there and dealing with all their stuff. Vishal Baraksa Asur Mnei Kfar Parshai, and that the wine that came from Baraksa, which is also a neighborhood of Kutim, was asr because of Kfar Parshai, which again was of the Chavim from the area. Vishal Zagdur asr mibnei Kfar Shalim. You get the idea. Chazul Omer, then they changed their mind and they said, Chavios Psuchos Asuros Stumos Mutaros. Only open barrels are a problem, but closed barrels, sealed barrels, are okay. Meikar Maisavar Lubsov Maisavar. What made them change their mind? What did they think originally and what did they think at the end? So Meikar Savar Ein Kuti Makbid Al Magovit Chavim Losha Psuchos Losha Sumos. Originally they thought that the Kuti doesn't really care whether an Ovid Kuchavim touches his stuff, and it doesn't make a difference whether the barrels are open or the barrels are closed. The Kuti is going to be fine allowing the Ovid Kuchavim to touch whatever he wants. Lubsov Savar Kilo Kapra Psuchos Astumos Mikpat Kapid. But then they said, you know what, the Kutim are not Makbid when the barrels are open, but when the barrels are closed, then the kuti is going to be makvid. Frektos was the obvious kasha. Every closed barrel was once open. Barrels are not born open, closed rather. Right? Every closed barrel was once open. So shouldn't every closed barrel be something that should be asked because it was once open? So Tosfos says, If this Kuti knew that he was planning on sealing this barrel to sell it to a Jew, we can assume that even before it was sealed, he was already protecting it from Ovdei Kochavim, because he doesn't want any Yisrael that he plans on selling it to. He wants to keep his customers happy. So if he plans on selling it to Yisrael, he's going to try to make sure that no Ovdei Kochavim touches it. So any Chavis Tuma, you can bet he was planning the entire time on selling to Yisrael. Frek the Gemara, Stumos Mutaros, are closed barrels really mutter? Or Minhi, we have stira hashlech havishal yayin viad kuti. If you sell a barrel of wine in the hands of a kuti, vishal tzir, or a barrel of brine, vishal morius, or a barrel of morius, which is a fish that gets mixed with wine sometimes, biad ovid kochavim, in the hands of an ovid kochavim, imakir chosamo visasmo mutter. If you recognize the chosam and the stima, then it's going to be mutter, imlav aser. But if you don't recognize it, then it's going to be aser. So here you see, bottom line is that even though it's a chavis stuma, still it's going to be aser. So mebzer lo kasher, kan beir, kan bederech. Big difference. One is within the city, and one is when it's traveling on the road. Within the city, he's not going to mess around with it because he might get caught. When he's traveling on the road and it's empty out there on the interstate highways, so he could go and do whatever he wants, he's not afraid to get caught, and therefore it's going to be, in that situation, it's going to be aser. Maska for Rabbi Yirmiya, midi hanuch di'ir lo b'derech asus. Rabbi Yirmiya asked the obvious kasha. What, you think the barrels that are in the city were never on the interstate highways? How did they get to the city? They were also on the interstate highways. Elo am Rabbi Yirmiya, bein hagitos shaninu. Now we're talking about wine that was just pressed, meaning it was just fresh squeezed. Kivin de kuli alma afchi mirtas. It was the season that wine is just pressed. So there are a lot of people on the roads. Kuli alma afchi, Rashi says, is mitsuyin bedrachim. A lot of people are found on the roads. So therefore, even though it was on the roads, it's mirtas. The person is afraid to mess around with it. He's afraid to tamper. Amar hashti ichazi limafsaduli, because he says, look, if anyone catches me now, I'm going to lose out on the opportunity to be able to sell this wine, and he's not willing to go ahead and to take that risk. Fine, period. Itmar, mipnei ma asru shecher shalov dikchavim. Now we're done with talking about wine for now, at least we'll get back to it. But why did they aser shecher shalov dikchavim? Why did they aser beer of ovdei kachavim? So Gemara is going to give two possibilities. Rami Bar Chama Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Mishum Chasnus. Rami Bar Chama says the name Rabbi Yitzchak that the Isra of beer is because of Chasnus. Now, by the way, if you look at Tosus, Mnei Ma'as Rusheichar, he says, Isra Sheichar Lamatzina Lo B'Mishnav Lo B'Braisa V'Shema B'Yamei HaMorai Masruhu. Where did we ask for beer? The Gemara is making an assumption. Why did we ask for beer? It assumes that we once asked for beer. So Tos says that there's no Mishnah like that. There's no Braisa like that. So it says it must have been some takana that they made in the days of the Gemara. But other than that, we're not aware of any asering of beer. So fine. So says the Gemara. So what was the reason that the Amoraim asked for beer? So Rami Bar Chama says in Rabbi Yitzchak, it's because of chasnus. We're afraid that you're going to come to marry them. Rav Nachman Amar Mishum Gilui, that we're afraid that it was left exposed. And was left exposed, it could be dangerous. So, frak the Gemara, gilui demai. What gilui are you worried about? Meaning, at what stage in the process are you afraid of the gilui? Ilei magilui dinizyasa ananami magalinan. If you're worried about the gilui in the actual barrel, in the actual hopper or whatever the thing that you're making the beer in, so then we also expose the beer when it's being made. The elad de chavisa must be that you're worried about the gilui in the barrel that it's poured into once it's already made. Well, guess what? Ananami megalinan. We also expose our beer in those barrels. So what does this have to do with beer of an ovid chavim? We shouldn't be allowed to drink any beer, even our own beer, because we leave it megula in those situations. Lo tzricha ba'asu de matzlamaya. No, that's not where the gili is. The gili is in the place where they're getting the water ready that they're going to mix with the beer. Right? So that's the thing that they leave megula, and we would never leave the water to be megula. Says the Gemara Vayter, Elameata, Yashon Tishtari, but then old beer, aged beer should be mutter. Damarav, Yashon Mutter, Ein Manichol Yashen, Hechmitzo Mutter, Ein Manichol Hachmitz. That if it's aged, then it should be mutter, because if in fact a snake had put its venom into that beer, then it would never age properly. So the fact that the beer aged properly shows that it must have been untouched by the venom of a snake. And after all, the only concern of the venom was in the very early stages before it was even turned into beer, when it was just still water, when the water was just still water. So it never would have become a good beer, an aged beer, had there in fact been venom put into it. And at any later stage, there's no concern of anything. So says the Gemara, Gzeri Yashanatu Chadash. Enochinami, aged beer should be okay, but we ask for aged beer, atu, lest you come to permit new beer as well. Rav Papa Mafikin Leila Abava Dechanusa V'Shasi. Now the Gemara just goes through the hanhagos of various Amoraim, what they did when it came to drinking beer of an Ovid Chavim. So Rav Papa would bring it to the doorway of the store and drink it there. Vishasi who drink it there, meaning he wouldn't drink it in the actual bar. Why? Because he held the reason was not gilui, it was not because of danger, he held the reason was chasnus, that it's going to come to fraternizing with the Ovdei Kochavim, so he wouldn't drink it in the bar. He'd bring it outside of the bar and drink it there. Rav Achai, Maisulei Lebeisei Vishasi, Rav Achai went even further. He brought it to his house and drank it. V'travayu Mishum Chasnus, and both of them assume because of Chasnus. There's a discussion when we have Rav Achai in the Gemara, is that a Gaonic addition into the Gemara? Right? It's a discussion, I think, in Tosfos at the beginning of maybe Ksuvus, I think, whether when Rav Achai is quoted in the Gemara, it's talking about the Rav Achai Gaon, and it's a Gaonic addition, it's a later addition to the Gemara, or there was actually an Amora named Rav Achai. But either way, he wouldn't even drink it right outside the bar, he'd bring it all the way to his house to drink it. And both of them are obviously concerned of Chasnus, but Rav Achai, Avad Harchaki Yisirta, Rav Achai just went a little bit further in the care that he took to avoid at any cost coming close to a situation of chasnus. Rav Shmuel Bar Bisna, Iklil the Marguan. Rav Shmuel Bar Bisna, actually, take a look at Tosfos before we go on. If you look at Tosfos, Tavai Mishum Chasnus, Rav Achai Avid Harchaki Yisirta, Umikol Makom Shneim Loha Yishosim Bebeis Avid Chavim. But you see, the one common denominator is neither of them actually drank in the house of the Avid Chavim. Vim Kain, and therefore Tosfos says, Halacha Lemaisa, Tzarech Lizar Shlo Lishtos Sheikhar Bebeis Avid Chavim. The Rav Papa of Rav Achashay Basroi. You have to be careful not to drink beer in a Beis Ovid Kochavim, because Rav Achai and Rav Papa were both of the later generations of Amoraim, and they didn't drink. And the Hilchasa Kibasra, we always paskin like the later generations. And Tosa says, but if you're in a situation where it's going to be a situation of Eva, where it's going to cause animosity if you don't, then maybe there's Makum to be Mekil, etc. Then Tosos has a very important discussion. The last few lines of Tosos: Ubechal din shecher bein shecher shel tamar and bein shel tvua, ve'ein lesser shel tvua mishum b'shuli avdei kochavim. When we talk about beer, one thing we never discussed: what about bishlakum? Let's say the beer is a grain-based beer. So it's what about bishlakum and the grain? Kmo salka v'daisa. The avagav de lachazi lachs kshu chaydus frilek idul kishad ravda blah blah blah. So he says two answers. Number one, he says that it's not all shulchan melachim, and therefore it's not a problem. Number two, he says, "De'ein bo mishum shulei avdukham dekihechi da'atvua b'teilu l'gabei amayim lin yirbircha shakol niyabedvaro." You don't make a mizonos on it. So obviously the grain is butthole from being considered and treated like a grain. You make a shakol on it. So just like in l'gabei ilchus brachos, the grain is considered butthole, ha'chanami hi b'teilu lin yisr bishal. So l'gabei bishalakum, we don't consider the grain a primary ingredient, and therefore it's not going to be a problem with bishalakum. A tremendous kiddush l'alach also, that there's such a thing as bittle for bishalakum, that you're going to view the general item as something other than the its individual ingredients, that the ingredient is considered to be batel. Back in the Gemara, Rav Shmuel Bar Bisna itlul Marguan Aisilei Chamav Leishti. Rav Shmuel Bar Bisna went to Marguan and they brought him wine and he refused to drink it. Aisilei Shichrav Leishti, they brought him beer and he would not drink it. So Bishal Machamra Mishum Shimtza Shichrav Mishumai. I understand why he wouldn't drink the wine, because he's not supposed to drink the wine of the Shash of Yai Nesach. Why wouldn't he drink the beer? Mishum Shimtza the Shimsa, because of a gzera atu wine. Amar Rav, Hai Shichra da Arma Ashari, beer of Armenians is mutter. V'chia beri lo nishti minei, but Yishno, my son is such a frumak, he wouldn't even drink from the, he's not really saying he's so frum, we're going to see why, but he says, my son doesn't drink from it, even though for me it's mutter. So frankly, Gemara, well, wait a second. If it's mutter for you, it's mutter for him. I mean, the Gemara is bothered. The kid has a chumrah that the father doesn't keep. What kind of business is this? So man of shech, he shari l'kuli alma shari. He also l'kuli alma asr. If it's mutter, it's mutter for everybody. If it's asr for, it's asr for everybody. What's he showing off that it's mutter for him? Asr for a son. Ella Rav sabr mishum giluya. Now Rav held though that the concern was one of gilui. Va'azl merura de kashusa v'kali leziare. And the bitterness of the hops is able to counteract whatever the venom of the snake, whatever effect that would otherwise have, and therefore it would become okay. V'dulaki malki leitfei. However, someone who's unhealthy to begin with would be negatively affected by having it. So v'chia bri hol v'lucky lo nishtimine. So he says, my son Chia, since he's unhealthy, he's not allowed to drink from it. I'm very healthy, so I'm able to drink from it. But it's not a difference in the halacha; it's a difference in the metzius in terms of sakana. Okay, we'll stop there, and Bez Hashem pick up from Amar Shmuel tomorrow.